like they used to be.
Scratched.
Indeed, scratched LPs all the way today. I do have to convert them onto my mini disc, and I send them down to Bob, and he does a little bit with them in the studio. And hey presto, a show. Me, I'm John Borrett, the O-Bizable Git who used to have the Marine. These times I'm just a miserable old Git. But let's move on to the music today. I'm going to start, I've got a theme through them all today, and it won't be difficult for any of you, what should we call you, music lovers. My son Phil knew straight away, but he heard the first track and he says, "Oh, this is like," and that's the end of the story. You'd see if you can be as quick as Phil. I think you probably can be. I'll tell you what the band's called. They're called Utopia. The LP is called Deface the Music. Utopia had Todd Rundgren in the band, and really they were Todd Rundgren's band completely. Anyway, let's listen to some music to see if you can decide what they are all singing about or who they're singing about. Here they come. Face the Music's the name of the LP. Came out in 19... Goodness me, how long ago is this? 1980.
Well, I've had it all. I don't need a crystal ball. Well, I've had it all.
Yes, Crystal Ball now, and the LP is by Utopia. Yes, more
than the world's in the sun, I must turn away. Cause my face is so ugly, I feel so ashamed. Tell me, where does the world go to hide? All the people down here, they fight everywhere. They destroy and they poison, they don't even care. So where does the world go to hide? Nobody cares what will happen to me, and nobody cares.
Rolling a couple of times, he's never played any of these songs in his live show. I wonder why.
In the days when I was young, I never had to cry. If I wanted a love, I did not have to try. But I must have set my expectations far too high. Guess I'm just a silly boy. I guess I'm just a silly boy.
Furious, these tracks, aren't they? I'd say the LP called Deface the Music, the band Utopia.
Let me ask you a question. Will you lend me your ear? Do you know the meaning of emptiness? If not, I'll make it clear. Tell you in one word.
You're listening to Sid Valley Radio. I've got two dogs in here with me today, well behaved at the moment. How long will it last? Everyone would know by now. They're meant to sing like the Beatles. What more can you ask for? Not the Beatles songs.
Yeah.
Utopia are fading away now, and now the next band we're going to play, this is really pretty obvious, it's all about the Beatles today. This is the Russells now, and the LP is called The Russells, and again, they even sound more like Beatles. Came out in 1978, so it was obviously after the Beatles had packed it all in, and we're hearing a Good Times Roll track there, the band The Russells, and they weren't ever really popular, but I got the LP. Thank you. yes, these really do sound a bit like copies of Beatles tracks. And the next one is basically Cheese and Onion. On it like Mick Jagger and Paul Simon meant to give glowing reports about the Brussels.
At times like these when enemies can number more than friends, a friend indeed is what I need, not someone who pretends. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day. You're such a pain, must I explain my every meaning to you? It's such a drag the way you nag at me and make me feel blue. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day. You're so pusillanimous, so yeah. Nature's calling animus, come on. A glass of wine with Gertrude Stein I know I'll never share, but I don't mind, that's just the kind of cross each man must bear. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day. You're so pusillanimous, oh yeah. Nature's calling animus, go there. Another day, I'm on my way.
they come with no eager potency.
One more track by the Russells, and then we will hopefully just move on to something else. And it won't be what you think, but it might be, because it's Beatles Day, isn't it? Anyway, one more track by them, and it should start any second now. That's the theory anyway.
Let's be natural.
that one all over with. Now shall we hear about Sid Valley Radio.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.
Indeed, you're listening to Sid Valley Radio. It's proper community radio, and that's why you get someone like me on who's not playing the usual commercial radio stuff. It's stuff that I think you might like, or I'm enjoying it anyway. You're playing my LPs. Now, the next LP is the final one of the day as well. Yes, it is. Yep, definitely is. I'm just looking, it's called The Beatles. It's the Beatles White Album. And on the front of it, I bought this on the day it came out. In fact, I'm telling a slight lie, I had it the day before it came out. Because I used to go down to Taylor's in Bridgewater, and they used to, if something special came out, they often gave me the copy beforehand. I paid for it, but you know. So the number on this LP, and these were all numbered and all individually numbered. So like number 1, 2, 3, or 4, I think, all went to the Beatles, and they go for astronomical prices. But mine is number 3. Now, just believe this. This came out the day it came out. 344,728. Now that's unbelievable total, isn't it? And again, they obviously, I just got to take their word for it that they all the LPs sold. But people now sort of do look on YouTube, and they sometimes go on about, oh, I've got a Beatles LP, and it's one of the numbered ones. I think, oh, is that so unusual? Well, perhaps it is. But me, I just happily play the LP, and the playing it today for you, and I'm not going to talk anymore. So I want to thank you all for listening, because this LP just keeps flowing from track to track, so I can't really get involved in it. Once it starts. This is the side one of the Beatles LP. So what should we say? What can I tell you about it? If you know anything about it, you're back in the USSR. Anyway, that's a clue, and then it just says it flows and flows. Here they come.
Take me to your daddy's mall. Let me hear your bell like it's ringing.
This is my vinyl. There aren't many scratches on it. Just listen and appreciate it.
Clue for you wrong. The war is fool on the hill. I tell you, man, he's living there still. Well, here's another place you can be. Listen to me. Fixing a hole in the ocean. Trying to make a cocktail joint, yeah. Looking through a glass onion. Thank you.
did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill. What did you kill? Bungalow Bill.
Went out tiger hunting with his elephant and gun. In case of accidents, he always took his mom.
He's the all-American bullet-headed Saxon mother's son. Captain Marvel zapped him right between the eyes.
Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill.
The children asked him.
Surely be learning. were perverted too. I don't know how you were inverted. No one alerted you. I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps. Look at you all.
This is the Beatles' White Album, but of course that's Eric Clapton playing guitar there, and on the other tracks Ringo Starr wasn't playing drums, Paul McCartney was. I'm losing my voice, so I'm going to say thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. That's my little homage, shall we call it, to the Beatles, along with Todd Rundgren's Utopia and of course the Rascals. So on that note, or high note or low note, however you like to look at it, I want to say thank you very much for listening. Keep listening to the studio because it's really good community radio, Sid Valley Radio. So on that note, there's John Barrett saying thank you very much for listening, and I shall now pass over to the Beatles to finish the show off. Oh, it fades out as well.
She's not a girl who misses much. Du-du-du-du-du-du. Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust. That I'm left uptown. I need a fix 'cause I'm gone.